And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We are going to be talking tackle and talking tackle day. We have Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle in the studio today. Going to be lots of fun. There are so many deals. I've been a part of a lot of tackle days. This is the one. I think the best one yet. Going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be talking about it and talking to you and answering your questions. The guru of fishing tackle is joining us this morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver. Or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the all-new Talica A Series Reel. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as you said, Rick, one of those shows that's just full of sales and a big day next week, right?
Ooh, yeah, you're not kidding, man. Yeah, next Saturday is the big one. And we have Doug Kern, who's been feverishly working on Tackle Day, especially when somebody that helps take some of the workload has been out with a busted hand and not doing anything in vacation. Doug has been a madman trying to get Tackle Day together this year. I get to watch every part of it, obviously, working with Doug. And I think this might be the biggest one we've ever done.
Well, there's
in terms of deal, like I don't know, I'm pumped. This is going to be a massive Tackle Day.
It is, and I mean, there's a lot of things that went into making that so. And so it all started back in COVID. So, I mean, several years ago, there was a supply chain issue. We had to expand the number of vendors that we carried their product. Some of them that, you know, weren't really our A-plus number one things, but, you know, we had to have several different knife jig companies, several different line companies that, you know, were kind of fringe for us, but, you know, we had to have something to sell. So over about a three-year period, we built up our inventory. We were grossly overstocked, and stuff was coming in like 2 years after we ordered it. We just were writing purchase orders every week. And then whatever came in, it was a crapshoot. Oh, look at that. This, you know, whatever box came in, look at this PO. It's from 2021, you know, and here it is 2023. Well, the supply chain issue has worked itself out, and we're getting back to carrying just the A-plus items that we've been, you know, accustomed to carrying. So we have a lot of inventory that it's time to get rid of, and a lot of it's really good stuff. We're going to go through this list as we go through the show, but all I can say is if it's in a yellow box or if it has a yellow tag, you better buy it. A lot of this stuff is 60 to 70% off.
Wow.
You know, we just have to make room for our A-plus items. And in the meantime, you know, things have changed and evolved, and different companies have come out that we really like. And so, but we've got every category. We've got rods, reels, line, fluorocarbon, every imaginable jig from irons to knife jigs to vertical jigs, accessories, all of that stuff, Spectraline, and so in addition just to our normal deals that, you know, we like to have for Tackle Day, which we pull out all the stops and discount things heavier there than we do anywhere else. That's our one day of the year. We do, you know, it's partly customer appreciation. We want to give everybody a deal. It's partly turning inventory into cash so that, you know, we have the capital to get through the winter months, which, you know, these days, I mean, the fish bite in the winter months,
yeah.
So it's not as important, but still. So we do every category, and we're going to discuss all that throughout the show. But it's just where the perfect storm has come together, and we have stuff that is very A-plus viable stuff to catch what we're catching now. Bluefin, yellowfin, you know, all of the above. Yellowtail, I've got a great yellowtail season, and this would literally be the time to stock up for if you have a trip going down to the, you know, the East Cape, you've got a trip, you know, you're going down to Loretto or L.A. Bay or, you know, whatever you're going to do this winter. And then as you come into the tuna season, I mean, you can literally stock up on everything at, you know, almost a minimum of 33% off up to, you know, like I say, 70% off. So it's, I can't stress enough that, you know, and Tackle Day is not only about the deals, but that's part of it. But I have to just stress this, you know, we often say it's our biggest show because every year we try to improve it. But this one is over the top, the biggest one we've ever had.
Mainly so much because of what you described earlier, having so many things that, you know, at the time we like to carry these four jigs. Well, we couldn't get those four, so we got extras. There is so much A-plus stuff that just now going forward doesn't need to be there. You don't need to carry 15 things of this, so we're going to trim it back down. And the anglers, who gets to score on that?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good. The other thing that makes me so proud is Tackle Day, like you said, that's our sale. That's the Fisherman's Landing Day. We have awesome deals for Day at the Docks and PCS and all those things, and we you know, we try to compete and give the best deal possible all the time, but this is ours.
Yep.
And it's like a big deal, and this is when all the stops come out, including things like holding inventory back that would have sold during the summer.
Yeah.
And honestly, financially would have been a better move because it would have sold for a higher price, but it's so important to make this day special that we reserve things just for that, just to make this day special.
Yep, absolutely. I'm thinking, you know, we have high quality West Coast rods that, you know, we bumped up so many manufacturers, and they were 100% viable rods, but we, you know, typically we can't carry every rod that's made. You know, we've got limited space and limited dollars, and so we carry what we feel are the top brands. But, I mean, some of these are A-plus saltwater rods. We're going to throw them in a half-off bin.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
crazy.
Want
crazy, half-off?
Yeah, you want a 40-pound, you know, yo-yo stick, you want a rail rod, I mean, whatever it is, and blind.
lengths. I mean, we've been finding some deals. You know, we're not the only ones that got in that situation where supply chain issue, everybody got overstocked. All these manufacturers in the same boat, and so they've been offering us deals. We've got an inshore Berkeley rod that we normally wouldn't carry, but it's a very viable saltwater bay and calico rod. $59.95, you know, is the normal price. And we got one of our good friends, Justin Poe, to, you know, before we bought them, to say, yeah, this is a viable rod for your market. And they're going to be half price, $29.
Are you kidding?
And Corey, so this thing is legit. I mean, legit. Cork tape handle, trigger stick. I would say it's from spotty to mid calico, great lead head and swim bait rod. Great, I mean it's a very legit
or
bass
fresh
rod.
Water.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's say I don't want to use it, right? I mean I've got my set of a dozen rods that I love, right? But what about I'm taking a child or my grandson or?
I mean for $100,
right?
You can buy your family a four
That's
or a rod,
what I'm
a rod per person.
Yeah, and if they break it, if they you know what I mean, if they double it over and I stick it or it's $30.
Yes. To everything you're saying, but that doesn't even lend to the quality that the rod is. Like the rod is nicer than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's nicer
That's
than
crazy.
Just a, I'll get this for somebody else. It's legit, dude. It really is.
Wow.
Yeah. They're
$29.95. We pulled on it.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to give somebody junk, you know, even if they
Well, I know you can stop there. I know if you purchased it, Fisherman's Landing, it's legit.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know, right?
We're very fortunate to be in the position that we're in. We get hit up once a week from this to that to the other, and we see a lot of stuff that's great that sometimes, you know, we just don't have the space or that's not the right time for. We see a lot of space we see a lot of things that are very attractive price. Like, you know, yeah, this looks right, and you could slap a price tag on the thing and probably make a bunch of bucks, but if it doesn't pass the test, like, man, this thing bends too flat, it's too soft, whatever the scenario is, we just don't go down that road. We can't.
But you did on this one.
I had a spinning reel come on my cell phone yesterday. Yeah. Hey, Doug, we've got a closeout. You got to buy a minimum of 15, but we've got unlimited amounts. And I researched the whole thing, and it just wasn't for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get these offers more so now than we did for the 3 years of the supply chain issue. If you had any spinning reel, it sold.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking like the little 2,000, 3,000 size.
And that's where people hadn't gotten out, and they didn't fish at all, but they wanted to. They wanted to get out. Yeah.
Want to try surf fishing.
Right. Fish the lakes or whatever it might be.
Can I say, and I don't want to give away, but can I say what I think our very best deal is?
Please, I want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that you could pick just one, but go ahead.
First generation Metallica.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that is?
I can agree with you on that one. This is one that comes along once ever.
Yeah, and this is what I was talking about when I said we saved things that we could have sold at a higher price, but we wanted to make this day special. This is that.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people are already familiar, but Shimano has been converting over to Generation 2 Talica reels. There's a lot of improvements with the drags, the frame, and so, you know, you've got to work through the original inventory. Well, let's face it, Talica has been the state of the art, the industry standard for, 15, 18 years? I don't know, whatever it's been. So they converted the 20 and the 25 two-speed Talica, and they came out with the Generation 2 about August, and we just put a jag of those things away for Tackle Day.
Yeah.
We're going to do 20% off, which is unheard of for that reel, and free Spectra. So you're going to save basically $300 on arguably the number one reel that
ridiculous.
We've used for these bluefin for the last 8-10 years. I mean,
ridiculous.
This is your chance. If you've been wanting to get one and, you know, thinking, well, mate, you know, I can get the Speedmaster. It's a perfectly serviceable reel, which it is. But now you can get your Talica that you've been wanting to get. I mean, we're, you know, a few basically going to be a few weeks away from the holidays. I mean, if you've got somebody on your list,
yeah.
I mean, you can get this at a price that's affordable, that is an A++ state-of-the-art,
brand new, in the box,
standard that anybody would consider the number one reel for what
right.
we do.
And, totally.
And that's this bluefin cow fishing. And, I mean, they come with two cams, so you put the shallower cam on there, use it for your trolling rod for marlin and tuna and all the local stuff, or down at Cabo for, you know, striped marlin fishing, whatever. You know, this is a wide-use reel. And you're going to, I mean, basically, it's about $300 you're going to save.
That's crazy. It's unreal, yeah. At least. I mean, depending on the Spectra, it could even sneak up more than that. It's such a good, that's my favorite one. I'm so proud of that. And
no,
I didn't
think you were going to pull it off. You did.
Yeah. that's the one for sure.
It is.
And like I said, as soon as, you know, Trinidad or Talica 2025A, the new versions came out, that was the thought. Like, well, we could trickle these away. I mean, it's Fisherman's Landing. Guys going on the boat, grabbing their big bluefin gear. We would have sold every one through the summer, but we didn't. We boxed a bunch of them up.
We could have done 10% in no Spectra, and they would have gone in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Totally.
They'd be gone.
Yep.
But you saved them for next Saturday.
We saved them for next Saturday. We doubled the amount of discount, and you get free Spectra of your choosing to put on the reel. Hollow, solid, multicolor, single color, whatever you pick. It's not, you know, we didn't go buy some cheap off-brand Spectra to just get to say this. That's why, again, this is such a...
You want your multicolor, discount. You know, Iser, Jerry Brown, Power Pro, you know, whatever you want. We'll put it on there. We're going to fill it for you that day.
Yeah, filled by one of the experts at Fisherman's Landing. It's not a kid in high school that got hired one day to try and do that. That's going to load your Spectra loose. Like it's the real deal.
So this year I kind of fell in love with Max Quattro.
Yeah.
So if I want, and I know it's a little more expensive, but can I pay a little bit more to?
No, it's
you
free.
Couldn't. You couldn't pay more.
You're kidding me.
It's your choice. You want Max Quattro? Max Quattro is what.
Hello.
Hollow.
You want hollow? Yeah, whatever. Like that's the deal.
Wow.
Like, and that's why I was saying that. You know that savings. It could sneak up over $300 because some of those Spectras, you know, you pick a very premium, you know, hollow Spectra, it might be $150 or $200 to fill a reel. Well, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, you know, some of those are $38. You take 500 yards, you know, it's $190.
Yeah.
And
it adds up.
And then the discount on the reel, you know, it's a $150 discount off the reel. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like the
deal,
that's
my favorite
one.
And that is a scratch of the surface of what Tackle Day is all about. And again, just like we were talking about yesterday, swordfish and bluefin and like the big ticket things, they always get the flash bulbs. The little things might be might really be the best parts of Tackle Days. How about walking in the store and seeing, you know, our selection that we're so proud of, MC Swim Baits, and of all of them?
Well, right now, like I just went in the shop and I was in there last week too checking it out.
Right.
And I've been building stuff up.
Yep.
It's going to be jugged come this week. Yeah, just
so,
stand by.
And then it's going to be empty on Sunday.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
All of them. Every MC Swim Bait. 2.5-inch skinnies to 7-inch Viejos to 8-inch weedless, everything. Buy two, get one free.
Yeah, I mean, if
buy two, get one free.
No limit, no rule, no exceptions.
Crazy.
If you have a trip planned to Cedros next year and you know you're going to, I mean, that stuff, you know, you start spending $3 or $4 on the bigger plastics and
you're
going to buy 50 of them. I mean, if you get a free one for every two that you buy, you're saving a third of your money right there.
33% off. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, totally.
That doesn't happen.
And all the lead heads are the same. All the hooks are the same.
So, but that's all the lures and all the like two fish jigs. Brandon is
two fish, buy two get one free. So
is Bodan going to be there?
They're going to have a booth here. Yeah,
so awesome.
This will be the first time that a lot of people have ever been able to, you know, shake the hand and get the story behind the company and all that kind of stuff.
And Bodan is such a cool, just free spirited.
Oh yeah,
I could almost see him wearing tie dyed and Grateful Dead style. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Just a cool guy.
And Matt Brolla is going to be there for the day also. And, you know, we'll get into that later, but Matt Brolla will be conducting a seminar for us.
Awesome.
All about surface iron fishing, gear, tactics. I mean, you know, and what a person to get to lead the charge, you know, having the guy that drives to San Diego and has a jig company leading the jig fishing seminar. It's
going to
be so rad. Yeah, we're going
to
have
I know everybody's been trying to get the two fish because they've been so popular that it's been hard to keep them in stock. Well, they just have been bringing order after order, so our stock is built up. But I can guarantee you it's all going to be gone.
That one is going to die.
You know what? They're so small, and in a good way. Like Bodan and Brandon and Matt trying to make them and like trying to. It's not easy being a small company and having desire for your product. I mean, it's
my favorite thing when we try to give Brandon a hard time and we're talking about it. Like, man, we can sell 200 of these things. Like, he's like, dude, we're three guys in a garage in Santee. You know? But that's why the lures are so good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're not mass produced by the millions overseas that you just stamp your name on. Like they're
legit.
They're legit. Like all the good, you know, all those great swimming jigs out there, they share that thing. You know, they're still small batch companies. You know, I love it.
There's something else about Tackle Day I enjoy too. It's not only getting to see all the manufacturers and Costa and Bob Hoos, and I've been next to the Olakai booth a couple times.
Oh my God!
Are they coming?
Olakai's coming, and they bring.
It's crazy. I bring it up because it's crazy.
They bring all of their stuff that's closeouts
from the entire year.
Yeah.
And they save it up for this day, and the discount is just crazy.
Like crazy.
And it's all that nice stuff. I mean, their sandals and shoes and all the
for women and men and
well-known Olakai brand. I mean, I'm actually wearing a pair right now. Yeah. They're
same.
So comfortable.
I'm wearing a pair too. I got my look at it.
They go, you know, I mean, the clothing business like turns over styles so fast nowadays that like throughout the year they have replaced all of those things. They're still brand new, but that was last month's sandal, not this month's sandal.
Yeah.
Well, all of those last month's sandal, he saves all year long to then blow out today. It's so rad.
And I don't know how deep all the discounts go, but I know it's deep.
Awesome.
I mean, like, we're talking like 50% off and well beyond.
Yes.
We've got a full 2 hours ahead of us, man. And we've got more to talk about the next 2 hours than we've covered in the last 20. And if you want to join us, please do. If you got a question for Doug, Rick, myself, about the upcoming Tackle Day next Saturday, you're not going to want to miss it. It's, in fact, a live broadcast with Let's Talk Hook Up.
We don't do a whole lot of live broadcasts anymore, and next Saturday is going to be one of the few for the year. Yeah, live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Come down and hang out with us.
Yeah, chairs up for the audience to sit, and they can step up to the mic and ask a question. And there's obviously the call-ins, and there's multiple guests because you've got all the who's who of saltwater sport fishing right there in the parking lot. So it's pretty easy to grab a celebrity and get their take on stuff and ask them a question.
I know. It's all good times. You want to join us for the next 2 hours, please do so. Two ways to do it. 213-432-1090 is the way to do it on the telephone line. Or you can text us via the app. It's only done through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Doug Kern's going to be flipping the coin. We're giving away a $100 shopping spree at is it for Tackle Day only or for the shop?
No, it's like, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get $100 to spend at Fisherman's Landing Tackle whenever you want. With that said, it will certainly be eligible for Tackle Day.
Perfect.
Which would stretch that $100 a whole lot farther.
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so again, join us, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back with Doug Kern and Tackle Day when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCal homeeval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Joseph is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Joseph and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and I know we're talking Tackle Day and Doug Kern in the house, but man, you see the load of fish out from from the Searcher and the Shogun, the XL. There's so many boats in, and the docks are just loaded. I walked down there just to check it out before the show, and man, it's just there's a lot of tuna.
Long range fishing is alive and as well as it's ever been. This has not happened as long as I can remember. I mean, you know, you used to go down to a Laos and catch your 50 to maybe up to 100 pound yellowfin tuna and go to the ridge and there'd be some schoolies and that's where you get, you know, a few wahoo and maybe some dorado and yellowtail and that kind of thing. And the yellowfin fishing, there is so much spread of that good quality 40 to, you know, 80 pound yellowfin. Everywhere you go, you just drive up and they always say it's fishing, it's not catching. This is catching. They are absolutely having the bonanza of all bonanzas on yellowfin tuna fishing this year.
Insanity.
It's wild. I saw the on social media, the deck of the Liberty last night, who I believe was on a 2-day trip. It was covered in, I mean.
In yellowfin?
Yes. Corey, and they were like the they were like a 50-60 pound average.
Crazy.
Wild. Watching the guys, you know, do the full long range style gill and gut process, you know, on all their fish before they slip down to the RSW. Like it was, it literally looked like, I don't know, like a like an epic day at Guadalupe or a yeah. day at Clarion. I mean, yes. they were like it's 50s and 60s and 70 pounders. Like,
and I've heard of fish up to 90 or yes. even yeah, better yeah. than that. Like, and that stuff's not very far away. It's so
cool.
Incredible to see that.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's probably a minimum 2-day trip. Really, to
and there's
right.
some day and a half getting but, in on it. But
I watched the Royal Star on Ty the other day. Yeah. And they were going on a 4-day. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to have yes. such a great yeah. trip.
Off of
and they
things.
Started out with 100 yellowtail, and then they just annihilated the yellowfin.
Wow.
And they were able to come in and anchor up and get out of, you know, the weather and just have
it's awesome to see.
What a beautiful trip.
Well,
yeah.
well, speaking of that yeah. insane fishing that's going on, we had our Let's Talk Hookup 7-day trip on the Shogun that happened last
oh.
week.
Oh, is that what I see unloading?
You got it, yeah.
Oh.
And Ron Lane was our charter master that trip and happens to be on the line right now, so we're going to get first-hand account. Ron, was it really as good as it looked? Good morning, buddy.
No, hey, good morning, guys. I got to tell you, that was the funnest trip I've ever been on. Great guys, great crew. And when you were just saying that, you know, about the deck loaded, I never seen anything like it. Bunch of old guys dancing around tuna on the deck. It was hysterical. I mean,
so cool.
Best fishing. And hey, Doug, you hit it right, nailed right on the head. You know, you'd cast off to the corner and you're bit.
Right.
It's that fast. And then you go through all these gyrations with four or five guys dancing with, you know, 60-pound tuna. It was so amazing.
That's so
and, yeah, and the guy's running, you know, I mean, Speedy, I mean, come on.
Oh.
He's so funny as a deckhand. That guy is great.
Yeah, he is.
We had Steve on there, and we were literally gaffing fish over the rail nonstop.
Oh.
I mean, on our way down, Speedy saw some puddlers, and he stopped. We had 25 yellowfin in, what, 30 minutes on the deck, just on the way down.
I was going to say, it was like supposed to be during travel time,
right.
A lot of guys didn't even have their gear put together, like, oh, we won't be fishing until tomorrow type of scenario. Like, oh, wait, never mind, they're right here. Let's just, you know, let's check this out.
Let's get one per round.
I had just,
for fun.
I had just put a couple of hooks on, you know, my little Talica 10s, and figured I'd start get ready. And all of a sudden, the engine stopped, and we did one of those crazy Ivan turns, and there we were.
That's so cool.
I mean, my bait hit the water, and I was on. I'm going, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, that's a good start. Ron, what an amazing
yeah.
trip. And that trip is so fun because the year after year, it has so many great folks that repeat and go with us. But it has just done so many different things, and that's what I love so much about this time of year. That trip has had awesome trips in past to Guadalupe. It's made unbelievable big bluefin, great yellowtail at the coast, you know, and then here we are this year. It was fantastic yellowfin fishing. Like, it just seems that it's positioned in such a great time of year, but what you're going to catch seems to vary every time.
And after we caught, you know, just limits of yellowfin, then we started trolling for, you know, wahoo. And we couldn't keep the yellowfin off the wahoo lure.
Oh, it, my God.
That's so rad.
They were biting, you know, those wahoo bombs like crazy. They bite anything.
Oh,
and,
problem.
Right. Yeah, it was a great problem. And we did get a good workout. And I did get my very first wahoo on a bomber, you know, on a bomb. And I got to tell you, I was so nervous when they pulled that over. I did not want to lose that fish.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congrats on your first hoo on the bomb and hosting an amazing trip. I know lots of giveaways and lots of fun. And I'm just so glad you guys had such a great experience. And
it's a great group of guys yeah. on the boat. And it's a great group of guys that go every year. It's almost like once you're in, you're in. And and you come back every year. I really enjoyed this trip. It was relaxing, but yet really, I mean, gosh, I have not seen that many big yellowfin on a deck. And most of the guys were commenting that, saying, look around. This never happens. And I go, no kidding. Anyway.
Ron's hooked.
Those guys are so fast and so good at what they do, crew member-wise, that if the fish are coming on board the boat faster than they can process them and send them down, you know you're on one hell of a good bite. Ron, so glad to hear that the trip went so great. Killed it. We'll look forward to doing it again next year. Keep an eye out on the Shogun Sport Fishing website once the dates get official and get locked in. But an amazing job. Thanks for being such a great host, and congrats on just an awesome, awesome trip.
And as a side note, more than half the guys were talking about tackle days next week. So I just absolutely know they're going to all be down there with all the gear we lost.
Do you know what's an interesting dynamic? All the guys that are leaving on their trips today are like, I can't believe I'm going to miss tackle day. Yeah. They're so bummed.
That's right. That's right. It was quite the buzz this morning. Everybody's going, the yellow tape on the park. Oh, it's tackle days. We're going to miss it. Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, I'll be there. I got a lot of stuff I got to replace.
Oh, awesome.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, Ron, and then also the boys from Salty are going to be there in a big way with a big display and having some great deals. So, again, great job, amigo. We'll look forward to seeing you tackle this.
Thank you, guys. Go get them.
All right. See you, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Phones are packed. It looked like you had a good text.
I do, actually. It fits right in line with what Ron was just talking about.
Yeah,
for Doug. Good morning, guys. I hear they're catching yellowfin tuna on the troll, which we just heard from Ron.
And
right?
Everything else.
Right? Do you know what they're trolling, and are you going to have them on sale next week at Tackle Day? Thanks from Steve in Fairfield, California.
Yep. So it sounds like it's not, you know, anything super specific that you would want to troll, but certainly any type of a smaller 4 to 6 inch, you know, these flat plugs, you know, Halco makes some and Missouri, and those are always good. A cedar plug, you just can't go wrong with a cedar plug, and maybe even better, sometimes I like the cedar plug chain, and actually those cedar plug chains, another one of those, you know, company got overstocked. We've got the painted ones, and they're 50% off. And then the regular, you know, natural ones, buy three, get one free kind of deal. But I always like something with a little bit of weight to it. You know, we used to troll albacore feathers, and they'd stream on the top. And if the weather gets a little rough or windy, you know, they don't really stay in the water all that well. So just a smaller plug of some sort, or a cedar plug would be my go-to.
We've got a new lure that we started carrying with the Wahoo thing going on. Those Nomad DTXs, what more can you say? I mean, they are a absolutely dominant Wahoo trolling lure. They get bites like crazy. They work really well. If you have to pick a con from the list of pros, is that the longevity isn't the highest. You know, like an old-school Marauder, you might have that thing for 15 years or 20 years if a shark doesn't take it away from you. DTXs, you're going to replace them a little bit more often.
But so they get built well.
They get fantastic. But in the search of wanting to find that longevity, there's a company called Mag Bay that's making a full resin wired through trolling lure, like, I mean, for lack of better term, for just description wise, kind of think Mad Mac Marauder Cross out of a very heavy duty resin, like very fast troll plug, like it stays in the water fast, but not necessity. And that's one of the, again, Mad Macs are awesome, love them, all good, but you kind of have to be trolling those things relatively fast to get them to swim good. We found this lure that we really like, very heavy duty, very strong, very good hardware, but trolls fast and slow to kind of fit that bill. And they have like a tuna size, you know, in addition to like a Wahoo size.
Oh, cool.
New, so like don't get me wrong, but I got really, really.
And we bought those kind of reminiscent of the Mad Mac. It's a high-speed trolling jig. It was that little bigger size, you know, bluefin, local, troll it at, you know, 12 knots if you want to. But they have that smaller size, and you just know that thing is killer for the yellowfin.
It's got it written all over
it. And it gets bit at 8 knots. So a sport boat goes 8, you know, maybe when they're hauling buns to the next zone, you might get 10 knots out of it. But, you know, if you're – a lot of high-speed trolling jigs have to be high-speed to get bit, and these guys don't. We did a lot of research ahead of time, and this is a real deal kind of thing. They're a little pricey, but they're going to last you forever, so that's a trade-off there.
A little pricey, but tackle day.
Yeah,
brings
exactly.
A little.
Exactly.
Get your boys together, get buy two, get one free.
A little less pricey.
Well, why don't we jump into the phone? That was a great text going to start it, Corey. Why don't we jump into the phone?
Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Dallas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Doing? I'm excited.
How you doing?
I'm excited. I got a question for Doug. I'm going to buy a 16 Talica A. Can you tell me how many yards of 65-pound Max Quattro I could put on it?
Yeah, I mean, a 16A depends. Are you going to fill it pretty much to the top and then put just a short fluorocarbon leader? Or are you going to maybe try to put 30 or 50 or so yards of some other type of top shot?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is probably put an 80-pound wind-on leader on the top.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. So I think you're going to flirt with about 500 yards on that reel, which is, you know, if you accidentally hook the wrong fish or maybe the right fish, you know, you've got a fighting chance on that. You know, usually we, on these bigger fish, you know, you'd like to have 400 yards. And actually 65, you're probably going to get more than that because the Quattro is thinner. And my mind always on that reel goes to the 80 Quattro, which is the diameter of 65, and I would consider that, especially since you're going to put an 80-pound top shot and you would get 500 yards of 80. Where we would go to a longer length of line might be marlin fishing, where, you know, they might zing off 500 or 600 yards real quick, but I would probably recommend going to the 80-pound test and get your 500 yards and then put your 80-pound top shot over the top of that.
Especially since you're walking down that Max Quattro road, you know, regular 80 pound on Attack 16, you just don't get a ton of it on there, but it makes a great small reel for fishing that. But I'm with you, Max Quattro, you're going to get more than enough 80 pound Spectra on there, and you're in such a better shape for fishing that 80 pound wind.
I'm not the biggest fan of 65 for the kind of fishing that we're doing, unless it's finesse fishing, a smaller reel, you know, bait fishing like that. But if you did 65, you'd probably get 600 plus yards on there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call very much, and certainly, like you said, whichever way you go, the deal, you know, it's your call for sure. So whether you go max capacity or maybe line yourself up a little better shot for fishing the side of wind on you're wanting an 80-pound and the size of fish that we've been catching these last couple of seasons, I think I'd bump up.
It's a great call, Rick. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back talking more Tackle Day with Doug Kern when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Sports Grid Radio Network. Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, we've already feel like been talking about it all day, but you know, you talked about that amazing deal with Talica. What more can you say about the Talica line of reels? When I heard they were going to redo them at, you know, for this new generation's out, the Talica A's, it was like, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to improve on this reel? But they did it.
But you know, it took them quite a few years, and technology does increase, and they're not just putting features on to, you know, have some features that don't mean anything. You know, you do have a better drag. The reel is now symmetrical on both side plates. You know, they've just increased the fishability, and you know, did they double the fishability? No, that reel was already the state of the art. But you know, the tester was the 12 and 16. They came out last year,
yep.
And everybody absolutely to a person loves those reels. And you know, we finally got the size that we want for this bigger fish. And then you know, you just have to imagine they'll come out with the smaller ones at some point. So the whole lineup will probably end up being this Talica, you know, second generation, yeah. And it took the state-of-the-art reel and actually made it better. And really, I mean, I think there was a small bump up in price, but, it, you know, they didn't do this for a price increase. They did it because they're constantly improving their products. And we've seen it with every line that they carry. It's that's a quality company that they do things for the right reasons, not just for sales. The sales come when you do things right.
Well said, man. That's it. It's the Shimano Talica. Check it out at your local dealer, or better yet, buy one at Tackle Day and save some bucks. Or for more information, you can check out Shimano.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
All right, welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup, and man, just talking all the good deals and everything coming up for Tackle Day next Saturday, man, unbelievable.
I can't believe it's already here. We work so hard, you know, all year long, and then all of a sudden you turn around and it's
here
it
is.
Time. Yeah,
it's hard to imagine. You know, we were talking at the break. We were lucky to have another vendor join us this year.
Yeah.
That's a very important and exciting vendor, and it kind of worked out because, you know, we always invite the vendors back and 100% of them come back. Well, Corey was not able to attend this year.
I know, which is a bummer.
Which is a bummer.
But the lures will still be there for sale.
You're always in spirit,
yeah.
You know, part of Tackle Day, so we all know that.
It's a part of my family. I mean, totally. Honestly, I'm only in so many shops,
right.
And they're all... like family,
yeah, they are.
As you are
the same way.
That's, you know, that's the old way that it used to be done in the tackle industry.
And I've missed a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, we got a call from JRI Lures.
Yes.
And he just said, is there any chance, you know, I really want to be there this year and I'm going to bring down some extra swag, you know, to give away with the purchases. And I said, you know, let me check it out. And sure enough, I mean, it just worked out that they're going to be able to come. So, I mean, obviously, it's the buy two, get one free deal. We got a nice fat order in right before Tackle Day here, and then he's going to be in the parking lot with some extra goodies, and I don't even know what he's bringing, but he's, you know, he's always been very generous with his giveaways.
So cool. And
so we're really happy to have him here, you know, Jerry here with JRI Lures.
He's the one with the Danny Wade special.
Well, he's got the Danny Wade special, and, you know, he's got several jigs that actually swim off the wall.
Oh,
which
so
is
nice.
And everybody's familiar with the 66 brass. I mean, when that yellowtail's super deep, you know, 300 feet, that's the jig that gets down before any other yo-yo jig.
If you're not familiar with that one, it's a really unique jig. It's, you know, for reference, everybody always knows 6X Junior. You know, it's an in-betweener size. It's bigger than a 6X Junior. It's smaller than a full-size 6X, but it's made of brass, so it's a very dense, you know, heavy material. So it sinks really quick and gets you down, but it's a really good size lure to get a bite on.
Yep, and he was the first one when we had all that red crab about, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. And everybody had to have a red 66.
Oh, my God. Those things are worth their weight in gold.
Oh, my God.
You know, Jerry's also very, very generous in terms of his donations to Friends of Rollo. He's a very big, you know, kids fishing advocate and very big on it and always does a lot of jigs to us. And I cannot make any promises, but I'm going to say it on the air so at least there may be a little bit extra pressure on him.
Maybe.
Jerry has a few of the custom redone intruder lures, and I did see a picture of one the other day, so I'm not saying anything.
Are they hard to get? I mean, are they not available?
Oh, they're impossible. They're a unicorn made of unobtainium, not a thing ever. But keep your eye out. Maybe on their Apple. Keep your eyes out. That's all I'm saying.
Rick's full of good ones.
Well, the phones are packed up. The texts are too. I wanted to read this text from Ernie. He says, "Hey everybody, I got a quick question for Doug and for Corey. I need a rod recommendation for my Tranks 300. The one qualifier is it needs to be less than 7.5 feet so that I can fit it in my rod travel tube. What's your recommendations?"
Yep, my mind kind of goes to a Shimano Terramar, and they make 7, 7.5, and 8 foot. They make medium, medium heavy, and heavy. And depending on what pound line and what conditions you're going to be using that in, probably if you have to literally go less than 7.5, you probably have to go with a 70 medium. That would be a good call. But if it's more like bay bass kind of stuff, you could go, you know, something even a little bit lighter than that. Phoenix makes a whole two or three different lineups of inshore rods. The best case scenario is if you can come in person to either tackle day or in the shop, and we can get a little more information on what you're going to use that reel for.
It's for skiff fishing, beach fishing.
Oh my God.
Cedros, the 300 Tranks is good for a lot of different things.
It's very versatile.
It is.
And you know, like
I use it for popper fishing, but that's private boat style. Okay, yes. That's not sport boat.
No, but if you jump on the Dolphin and go out to the kelp beds, there is no better reel than a Tranks 300
100%.
For calico fishing and shallow water rock fishing and a small yellowtail and a halibut. I mean, there's multiple things that reel will do. But
so talking to 7, 7.5 a rod, I mean, the reason I bring that up is there's a lot of variety. Like you're saying, come down to tackle day and match it up with his style of fishing.
I don't think you could go wrong with the 70 medium Terramar rod, but there are, again, so many different options depending on what your focus is going to be. If you're a very variety oriented fisherman, that's one thing, but if you know you do just this, you might need a specialty rod. So it's hard without being able to ask you more questions.
Maybe a Seeker, Corey Sand, Inshore Signature Series.
708.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and so they've actually redone them in the last year.
Yes.
And so, like, the 706 is more similar to what it's like almost the 708 from a few years ago. It's kind of,
Little what you might have thought was a little on the soft side now.
Skinnier blanks and just a little bit different look, you know, a better look. Absolutely.
I love it. Hey, with that said, we're going to appreciate the text very much, Ernie. With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there, Corey. It's time for the catch report.
It is, Rick, and it's not just all about Gamakatsu and their hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Are they going to be at Tackle Days?
They are going to be at Tackle Day, and if you buy $25 worth or more, you go out to their booth, and they're going to give you one of their tackle boxes, and buy two, get one free. Definitely the time to stock up for your next season.
Wow, crazy deals. And braid scissors, are they going to be there?
You know, we don't.
The new ceramic. I want to see those.
Rick Carr told me about those, but
I'm sure they'll have them on the table.
They'll have the tools there. Yeah. Everybody's trying to jump on with, you know, more products, and we just had to put the brakes on finally because we're a week away.
I'm sure Rick will bring bring them down. We'll come down to Tackle Day, and you can talk to Rick and see all the offerings from Kamikatsu.
No doubt about it, man. Well, why don't we start off up at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. Tucker Man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Woolley. Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Another week for us up here. I don't know if it's kind of the same deal on the coastal scene down that way. Water temps for us, still kind of a cool 62 to 64, certainly enough to get bites and whatnot, but still a little bit of lingering red tide in our zone up here. So that coupled with the cooler water made things a little tricky for the half-day guys. So the guys that were getting the bites this week on the half-day trips were fishing light line. They were fishing like 8 to 12 pounds. Had to kind of scale it down to get the bites, sliding egg sinkers, reverse dropper loop setups down near the bottom. Throw some bass, sheephead, a few sculpin on those setups, and a little bit of bonito around two in that cooler water. Guys fishing those little jigs were catching some of that stuff this week. Three-quarter day stuff has pretty much all been rockfish, and it's been good in both areas that we typically fish. The zone down below our harbor there off Camp Pendleton has been a good mix of fish, boccaccio, and the reds have been biting down that direction. Lots of dabs and other mixed rockfish going on with our guys there. In that sector, the 100-gram sniper jig fished really well. Out deeper on the 14 this week, we saw more good fishing for that bigger grade rockfish, boccaccios, floridas, and the chilies. 16-ounce sinkers for the guys fishing the live bait was plenty in the condition that we had out there. It was beautiful this week. And then the guys fishing the 300 to 400-gram jigs, those guys, I think, fish better than the guys fishing the bait. So that jig fished really well out there this week for our guys that, you know, like to keep their hands clean and deal with jigs as opposed to bait. And then off the beach there, Clemente, the Fury, had some good bass fishing as well as some opportunities on the bottom fish there, sheephead and whitefish. A few yellowtail here and there and the sea bass in the mix. I talked to Marcus this morning. He's on second part of a two-day trip here. They had some good bluefin fishing last night. Good little sundowner bite. They ended up with 35 fish out of that in that 30 to 50-pound range. Coupled out with some dropper loop yellowtail this morning at the island there on the squid. I think he had five fish there. That stuff was like 20 to 25 pounds, so good opportunity there. So just, you know, classic fall stuff here still going on for us on the coast here and then off the beach away. So a little wind in our forecast. I think the beginning of the week here, we'll see how that works out for us, but we're planning on being out every day this week. So give Landing a call, make those reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danaworth.com.
Well, we'll take it. Like you said, I mean, stable conditions, it might not have been the most blowout ever, but that's steady good fishing. And, you know, like you say, guys get tricky, catch them the way it is. Certainly plenty of good opportunities to go around, Willie.
Roger, just adjust and you'll catch. That was the name of the game this week, for sure.
I like it. Cool. Well, great job. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking next Sunday.
All right, boys. Have a great week. See ya.
Really appreciate that. Well, hey, let's go live on the water right now. We're going to the Tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard. Good morning, Mike. How's things going on board the Tribute?
You know, they had real good fish and they got back this morning. I'm actually down here in Mac. We're doing a pheasant hunt. And yeah, put the tackle where a place called Rancho Los Gallos. So that the service may not be that all that great, but the guys had very, very good yellowfin fishing. They had 56 yellowfin, up to about 99 pounds for the day. Some guys did really well. It sounded like pretty good. Everybody thought we were dedicated to just yellowfin, and yellowfin did bite that day. We ended up going out west and just throwing the blue.
Man, I just don't think we're getting enough, Mike. I hate to cut you off, Mike.
I heard 56 yellowfin.
The worst part about it is, you know, we're getting like every third word, and all of those third words are really good ones, 90 pounders and big fish. Well, Mike, maybe we get lucky, get you in a better sell spot, but man, sounds like yellowfin. Amazing fishing those guys had on board the Tribute. It's just you get a sense that people have that feeling that things are winding down, and you get the, you know, you know, even yesterday, some of the calls I had that feeling, oh, you know, now that things are like, man, it's not.
It's
like,
not.
This might be the most exciting part of our season. It's happening right in a second.
I agree with that. And I mean, we've been waiting for these yellowfin for 2 months, and not only did they show up, they're 40 to 90 pounds.
And here's a crazy thing. We're looking at tropical clouds outside right now, right?
Yeah.
The fog has parted. Tropical clouds from that hurricane 1,000 miles away. That could not have hurt
you
the
got
situation.
That right, buddy.
That's
no
all
doubt.
I'm saying.
Totally.
And I know know we've got a couple northerlies coming down, but there's more influence from the south right now.
And those don't get super, like the concentration of that doesn't make it all the way down here. That doesn't mean we won't get some remnants of the outer bands, but like that stuff from the north doesn't, it doesn't make, you know, like that storm, at least when we looked last week, it didn't make it all the way to us.
No.
We get a little bit of breeze from it, but nothing significant. I'm with you for sure.
And
that tribute was a day and a half trip.
It was.
That's big fish in day and a half. So 90-pound yellowfin. Are you kidding me?
That's
so cool. I love it. Well, a great addition to the report, and yeah. You know, we'll certainly look forward to hearing more. And hopefully, Mike will be able to get back into a little better cell zone.
I know.
Of course, he's hunting pheasants right now.
Right? Of course.
Yeah. What was I thinking? Saying live on the tribute. Of course, you should have known better than that. He's got one of the boys driving the boat.
Rancho Gallo.
Exactly. Well, while we're waiting for Gundy, we got a whole lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, Corey.
We do, Rick, and I look forward to the catch report. We've got that coming up. We've got more of your calls, texts, and you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandspit Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website, QCSafaris.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgerSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's Surger Sport Fishing. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Fishworks, Owner, Phoenix, West Coast Jiggers, and Shimano. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.